Welcome to the Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. One of the very best parts about the pre-draft process surrounding the Pittsburgh Steelers is the work that we do here at Steelers Depot. Tracking the front office personnel and coaches at pro days, formal meetings at the combine, and pre-draft visits to the Southside facility. Over the years, it's helped give us a very clear understanding of which players and what positions the Steelers are most likely to target each spring in the NFL draft. This year, that process has seemingly never been clearer. With a major need along the offensive line, the Steelers aren't hiding their intentions in the trenches, especially at the offensive tackle position. Names like Georgia's Amarius Mims, Alabama's J.C. Latham, and Oregon State's Talise Fuaga are the three most likely first-round picks at the position, simply based on the work the Steelers have put in from a combine, pro day, and pre-draft meeting perspective. A little under a month ago, I had a terrible take right here in this very forum, saying that it appears as though Mims was the clubhouse leader for the Steelers' likeliest first-round pick in April's draft. Again, that came in mid-February. On Wednesday, news from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Ray Fittipaldo regarding the Steelers and Mims broke. Mims had a pre-draft visit with the Steelers. Now, he's not just the clubhouse leader. He's lapped the entire field. The hulking Georgia product checks all the boxes that the Steelers like. Athleticism, Power 5 experience, oh, and size. He also checks the important pre-draft process boxes. A Senior Bowl meeting, a formal meeting at the Combine, and Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan at the Georgia Pro Day. Now, we can add pre-draft visit to the Southside facility to that list as well. The dots all connect. And they all line up for Mims at a position of need. As we sit here today in late March, Mims being the pick for the Steelers at number 20 overall feels like a 75-25 proposition. Of course, it all depends on if he's on the board when the Steelers are on the clock in late April. But they very clearly identified him as their guy, just based again on everything they've done to this point. Now, it's time for Khan and company to make sure they go and get him. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.